everyone. We're at Sandwich Station now. We've got 20 minutes to wait for our train. I knew that was too early. He was quite a nice driver.
At first, I don't think you liked him at first, did you?
No.
I can tell you liked him at first.
Because he was going on about the dog scratching the seats. How's he going to scratch the seats? He's not going on the seats. But he was all right. He was quite pleasant. Here's a train coming the other way. I think this is going to Whitstable and all that. You might have heard the electricity in the lines as it was coming down.
What would be the nearest colour to burgundy? You know burgundy colour? Like dark red?
Maroon?
I got beige, black.
Beige? Then? Yeah.
Black, blue, brown, charcoal, green, grey, multi, orange, pink, what? Purple, red, silver, white, yellow, lilac.
Lilac. What are you trying to do?
I'm looking at trainers.
Trainers? Well, none of those colours are anything like it, are they?
Except red.
Red is a bit, but red's...
Love.
Red isn't like burgundy, because it's... Burgundies are more like a... From what I can remember, it's more like a darker colour, isn't it? Mm. I think maroon and burgundy are quite similar, from what I can remember when I could see. Different shades of these things, but what are you trying to match it up with? What's the idea?
I'm just looking for a red trainer, but not shouty, something that's a bit quiet.
Well, have you looked at burgundy? Have they not got any?
There's no burgundy. I'll just go with the red and see what comes up.
You might get different shades of red. You might like a darker red or a really bright red, like postbox red. If you want to look at things like that, you get a paint chart, because that's got all the different shades of different colours with different names. There's nothing around here, is there, darling? It's just, well, there's some probably houses, but if you wanted to get a cup of coffee, forget it. I wish we could get something at Dover Priory, but I guess we're not going to have time. It's 6 minutes.
No, I think it's a good idea to actually... If you haven't read, you might want to poop in 2 seconds, you know what I mean?
Darling, I'm on audio, boo. Shut up. God's sake. I'm just thinking I've got a long time to go till 10 o'clock tonight.
I mean, you'll be hungry then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be absolutely starving by then.
Get you some taken there. How about I get like a meal day taken there?
Well, if we've got time, we've got 6 minutes.
Not from Dover Priory, we've got St Mary Cray, isn't
it? Oh, there's nothing around St Mary Cray I would even eat. What is there at St Mary Cray? Fish and chips, which I can't be eating before I'm going to dialysis. I would not eat anything from that shop there. Yeah, their sandwiches, no thank you. You know, if it was Orpington, it would be a different matter. But we don't... If we did the three-train journey, what time will we get back to Orpington? Darling, if we did the three-train journey, what time will we get to Orpington?
That one's gone actually. That's the one I just left just now.
Oh.
We'll have to go on the other side. From two.
No, I'm not talking about the Sittingbourne way.
I'm talking about the 3-train change to Orpington from here.
Why can't we go going this way?
Because that one on the other side is going to Faversham, right?
Yeah, so that's going away from it.
Yeah, that's the idea. We'll go Faversham, 52 minutes journey.
That's ridiculous.
And from Faversham, we'll go to Bromley South, which is an hour and 1 minute.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
And then Bromley South to Uppington, 11 minutes.
How can that be 11 minutes? Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. That's a ridiculous way to go. So there's nothing going in this direction.
The direction that we're in now. That's the idea. That's why we're here. We're doing this.
What if we change that? What? We get to Dover Priory. What about if we went to Ashford? Is nothing going to Orpington from Ashford?
All right. If we go at 11:25.
Yeah.
To Dover Priory.
Yeah.
It's 21 minutes.
Yeah.
Dover Priory to St Mary Cray is 1 hour and 29 minutes.
Yeah. That's ridiculous as well.
That's one.
Yeah.
If we want to go on that route, oh, that's to Dover again. 1 second.
There must be something from Ashford, surely.
Yeah, I think there should be something from Ashford because Uppington goes Ashford. So
exactly.
Ashford back, yeah. But I think the reason why this is not coming up here is because you would miss the connection.
Oh.
Well, this gives you the walls that you can get the best connections.
Getting off at St Mary Cray's, the pits are in a way because it's got shitty shops round there. I wouldn't eat from that sandwich. I guess we could get the driver to go Carlton Parade and get us something. You could jump out and get something. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
I think we'll have to do that. We can get some sandwiches from the co-op or the baker's. I would not eat anything from that shop.
What?
Lisa's. I mean, I've had food from there. There's nothing wrong with it, but I wouldn't eat one of their sandwiches. I've had them before and they were horrible. There's lovely birds singing today. I wonder if that road we can hear is the one where the garage is. Do you think it might be?
What one of the garage a bit?
The main road where the garage is.
Yeah, I think it is,
because we came out of here, we walked down, we turned left.
If you look where you're sitting right now, to your right, it's starting to fill up now, people are coming in now. To your right there is the road crossing, level crossing.
Yeah.
Like I said, cars going past over there.
And then it was down that way, wasn't
it? That's right.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm quite good at my directions, I think. These benches are cold. Thank you very much for a lovely holiday, darling.
Thank you, darling. I'll tell you thank you as well. We said a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's still a beautiful one, isn't
it? Exactly. It's lovely. And at least you haven't got to go straight back to work tomorrow, eh?
That's why I took it off.
Yeah, it's nice. If I get broken in gently. Sleep on the train, not the first one because it's only 21 minutes, but the second one, an hour and 29 minutes. It's ridiculous for somewhere that's not more than, well, what did we say it was? It's about 70 miles from Orpington. Here comes someone with a case or something. What time is it now?
15, what about?
Oh, still another 10 minutes yet.
Look at that.
What? Is the sun coming out again?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I just saw on the watch now.
What?
£17.
What?
Instead of £75 for a 2-hour beds of prey experience.
Of what?
Beds of prey. PREY experience or owl encounter.
Owl. Where's that? Eagle Heights?
That for sure.
Oh.
You want to do that?
No. I have done that before. They do it at Eagle Heights in Kent. It's a long way to go for that, isn't it? I mean, it's not Hertfordshire, it's not far, but they're somewhere in Kent.
I saw the owl there, that's why.
I know, but you probably wouldn't. The thing is, when you do these things,
yeah.
The owls are asleep, because I've done it before, and down in Devon we went to a bird place, and the owls, because they're meant to sleep in the daytime. I do love owls, though. Especially the tawny ones that go to Wittawoo. I didn't hear any owls on this holiday, but never mind. I'm sure there were some round there. It's just... It'd be nice to hear some seagulls before we left. These excuse me, these benches are quite cold to sit on. And they've got individual, like each little seat is an individual. If someone fat sat down on one of these, they could get stuck on here. It's a little bit chilly because I'm sitting on this cold bench, but air temperature is a lot warmer than it's been since we've been down here. And the sun feels quite warm. It's on my head. Mind you, it's not making much warmth on my head. It is winter sunshine. It is the 6th of December. It smells nice, like autumn smell. Damp foliage and countryside. It's a nice day, isn't it? Hello?
Yeah.
So it's a nice day.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We've been very lucky with the weather, haven't we?
Actually.
Huh?
There's been no rain.
There's been no rain, and it's actually been sunny.
Unfortunately, there's been no rain.
We've been very, very lucky with it, considering what the forecast has been.
Did you check the forecast before you came here?
Yeah, of course I did. It did say sunny both days, and then when we got, like, Sunday and Monday, but when we got nearer, it said cloudy on Monday and cloudy on Tuesday, but it was wrong. I mean, it was right on the day, because it said sunny, but leading up to it, it was saying it was going to be cloudy. It's quite nice sitting here. Could do with a nice cup of coffee. I'm going to have a cup of coffee tomorrow, because it's my coffee day, and my potassium should be a bit... I think I've done okay with it this holiday, despite having such bad dialysis on Saturday. Let's hope it's going to be better today. When you're away from it, it seems a million miles away. But it's only a few hours now. The sun's lovely. Excuse me, though. We did go to sleep rather late. And I slept.
Yeah, getting up was a bit of
a... Oh, getting up was bad.
Full-time job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Another 5 minutes. But it's probably going to be before 5 minutes because that's when it leaves, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be here probably about 23 or 23. Most likely, you see, come 24. This platform is hard. I don't think they don't need dispatches around here.
What, it's very straight?
Well, yeah, well, it's very straight. It's more station as well. It's quite straight. If there were dispatchers, you would see them around already.
Yeah, and they're not here. It would be a doddle of a job, wouldn't it? I don't suppose there's many trains an hour down here, do you?
Anybody walking here, I mean, it's just good old times. The only time you're actually walking is when you come outside to change the bins. You've got to do the bins, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll probably do the toilet as well, I'll take it.
There aren't any toilets.
Oh, there are, so true.
Remember?
So, true.
So they haven't even got toilets to clean.
In the bin. I reckon during the autumn time, you do a lot of leaves picking.
In the summer, there's probably quite a few tourists coming through, but they don't...
Got a sweep, you know, sweep clean, just make it, keep it clean.
Yeah.
For now, you've taken off, you're just sitting down there. When there's a train, sell tickets, there's no train, you get your laptop, you go Xbox, you can play your Xbox. No pressure.
I don't think people bring their Xboxes in, would they? But their laptops, they might do. Or their iPads. It must be a bit boring, though.
Yeah, that's what takes out the boredom. If there's customers in front of you, you're not bored, you're dealing with them.
No,
once
I know,
it's quiet.
But it's not like London Bridge, is it?
Oh, boy.
Nothing like London Bridge.
Your iPad or like, all that, all that. You can't do that. You can't even do it. You don't have time. It's rushing, steady.
You can't even sit down, can you?
The ticket guys, sit down.
The ticket people, yeah. You don't. Come on, train. Where does the Dover Priory one go if we stayed on it? It'd be nice if we found it when all the way home.
It's called St. Pancras International.
Oh. So it doesn't go anywhere near us. Does it? Doesn't go to Orpington, Bromley. It goes Ebbsfleet and all that.
Yeah, well, I run that line.
Ashford, Ebbsfleet.
It's 23 now.
Yeah, it should be here.
About 1 minute now, just so you don't know.
Can you see the signals from here?
It's almost here. It's left from Ramsgate. It should be here in a few minutes. Depart 1 minute late from Ramsgate.
Oh, great.
So it's not going to Ebbsfleet.
Isn't it?
No.
Where's it going then? The international ones normally do.
Oh, yeah, see. Alright, oh, see, it's a bit confusing there. It starts from Ebbsfleet. It starts from London St. Pancras.
Yeah.
Left St. Pancras, left Stratford, left Ebbsfleet, left Gravesend, Strood, Rochester, Chatham, Gillingham, Rainham, Sittingbourne, Faversham, Whitstable, Henbay, Betchington-on-Sea, Margate, Broadstairs, and it's just left Ramsgate now.
How weird that we're...
It will come to Sandwich and then go Deal, Walmer, Martin Mayo, Dover Priory, which is where we're getting Folkestone Central, Folkestone West, Ashford International, Ebbsfleet International.
So it goes in a great big loop.
Exactly.
It doesn't go like, here it comes.
I'm thinking, where does it meet up? That's what I'm looking for.
If it doesn't go to there and back, it goes like it must go like a loop.
Yeah, well, there's got to be a connecting point.
I don't know.
Well, this is the, what's it called? This is the Javelin.
Yeah, that's it. That's the Javelin. That's the one we're on. The Ebbsfleet one. You've got everything, darling. Where are you?
Yeah. Hold on, I haven't opened yet.
I know. Are you sure you've got everything?
Believe me, I have. Right,
oh,
sorry.
Oh,
what's that?
Lane, you pushed me to the side and I trod on him.
Sorry.
It's all right.
You want to come up there?
Yeah.
Hi up there.
Come on. Niall, don't get under my feet, boy. stay here.
Oh, you don't want to stay there. Let's put in the bags.
Yes. Okay. There's no announcements on here. Get him under there as a joke. I should have put him in first, shouldn't I? Yeah. I'll get up.
Do you want to go on that side? On the other side? Have space.
Yeah, I suppose I could do.
Yeah. I'll hold that for you.
No, I'll have to get. I'll try and get him in here. Right, good boy. Now, in you go. That's a good boy, that's it. That's better.
Better?
Yeah.
What, do you want the lead or something?
Yeah, thanks. Come on, lay down now. That's a good boy. There. Lay down. Good boy. Is it the next stop?
What, over?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm going to go get the bags now, right?
Yeah, it's nice and warm on here. Anyway, folks, I'll report back as and when.